My one that I know you probably weren't going to mention is offering soundscapes with user-generated content and automatic audio classification. Now, I think this one is the really only one I found that is very on the fringe of whether or not it's actually even in the game
Yeah,
industry.
and that's why there's only one of those.
Jordi Jenner from UPF, the Universitat de Pompeu Fabra, which is a Barcelona university. They have the Music Technology Group there, which is a research facility for game things, just like at MIT and at Eercom. And they are pretty much at that level as well. They work a lot with Yamaha. And they're the guys also behind freesound.org, which is the Creative Commons licensed sound library database, which I've been part of as a moderator for a long time and a big user of as far as just privately. So when I saw UPF in the speaker title, I was immediately grabbed by that, and because I know that the tech that was developed in part with people working on freesound to identify a lot of qualities of a sound based on the sound itself instead of metadata that is added by a human is a big part of their research and is a big technology for them. So it's really interesting to see that they're venturing out into the game industry with this. And I think, Kenneth, this is probably right up your sleeve as well, since you have to deal with user-generated content on a daily basis.
Well, sure. I mean, it's certainly what I'm interested in checking out. But the it's just like you say, it's not something which I think you necessarily could have predicted that you would have seen on the GDC schedule.
Nope.
One of the sort of things we encourage people to submit on is user-generated content. Of course, there's not a huge, like, that is fairly niche in terms of the number of people that are making those games right now, even though it is increasingly, seen as something which people want to have in their products. But I'd like to think that maybe inclusion on that list has encouraged these guys to submit for GDC.
Sure.
And certainly when we saw this one, we were like, whoa, it sounds batshit crazy, but let's check it out.
For those that don't know, Kenneth works at Media Molecule and they make Little Big Planet. So obviously there's his personal influence right there showing in the GDC.
I'm like the user-generated content audio guy.
Actually, we didn't make name the full thing. So it's offering soundscapes with user-generated content and automatic audio classification, and that's on the Thursday. And they developed a real-time soundscape generation system with which we can validate the usability of the system. So they have a real-world example of it, which is usually something that's lacking in the research side of things, the university side of things. They have a bad reputation for creating technology or theories that are not applicable in a practical sense straight away. I'd like to think that something like Freesound must have had a big influence on this technology, because the whole reason Freesound was started was to give researchers a sound library to create to use with the right kind of licensing for them to start working on technology like this without having to buy, the very expensive Hollywood Edge type of sound effects libraries or record a lot of things themselves, which obviously they wouldn't have had the manpower to do.
Yeah, harnessing the user base there is the smart thing, I think.
And it's really nice to see work like that come from something that I've personally been involved with for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. It's my turn.
It's your turn.
Go.
I guess one thing you can see from looking at the audio track and probably all the tracks at GDC is that, we obviously want to stay relevant. The worst thing we could do is keep the conference with its head buried in the sand and pretend that everyone is making AAA console games these days. So you can see some talks which have more of an indie focus. Or there's a talk on social audio and social games for web.
Adrian.
Right. So there's a couple of talks there. Let's just highlight those as things which key into, that trend for smaller teams and smaller budgets. One would be one that sticks out is the talk by Darren Korb on the audio in Bastion.
Yep,
which is obviously
of course.
Kind of poster child of good audio in indie games this past year, and it's up for a lot of awards as well. So I think that's one of the ones that I mentored with Darren there, and I know it's a good talk.
Darren was our guest on Game Audio Podcast 12,
right?
So it's awesome to have him. Looking forward to meeting him.